Wear my gold mask.
And this is Notes and Bolts.
I
You're listening to the Notes and Bolts interview series. Today I'm here with two main members of My Gold Mask. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good,
thanks. Doing well, yeah.
So I only say main because the third guy who's not here today, James, he really kind of only recently came on as an official member, right?
Correct.
Well, I mean, he actually has been on for a little while now. I mean, if he was here, he'd be like, I've been here for 2 years.
That's true.
He's been here for a while. I think the thing is that, you know, the shows maybe that people have seen, they haven't seen as many, but he's been involved for, I think, a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
So because... He was around before Leave Me Midnight came out, which was our last full length, but we didn't do a lot of shows out, so it feels maybe longer to us than maybe to some other people, I guess. But
he actually came about when we were working on the recording process for Leave Me Midnight.
Right.
He came in to help me with some of my drum parts because I wasn't initially a drummer until we started this band, and so I was having trouble like. Finishing up like my drum parts. I called him in to help me with kind of solidifying like different like drum fills that I was like trying to do. And then he came in when he started like helping out with that.
Well, what time period was that?
That was literally like right before we went into the studio for Leave Me Midnight.
Right, I'm trying to remember when that was, because Leave Me Midnight came out. I mean, we sat on it for a while.
I know.
I'm saying he's been around for...
Yeah, for about 2 years.
Yeah, for a couple of years. So yeah, I mean... But it started with Greta and I, obviously. And that was back in... Well, we first started talking about doing... Or just experimenting. It really just started us fooling around, like in our living room and kitchen and stuff, and just experimenting with new ways of for us, not new ways for the world, but new ways for us of writing songs and making music, and that was I think like 2008, but I don't think we actually did anything until mm-hmm. 2009 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was we played in bands before, and we were in a band called Bang Bang together. And we had sort of, I guess for me personally, I just felt like it was time to move on from that. And I felt that just the format of that band wasn't going to really allow us to sort of explore the different ideas we were wanting to get into and stuff. And so we kind of were just like, you know what, let's just, you know, we felt like wrapped up in sort of a whole... maybe like direction and idea that we had started that we had a lot of fun with and enjoyed, but at the time, but you know, we felt like let's just do something just the two of us and just hanging out and making music and just experimenting without any sort of expectations or any sort of, you know, things like that. And that's what started My Gold Mask initially.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, sorry, we went from the James thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back.
Well, I know, I'm out of order here. I don't know if that matters or not.
So what was the point where you decided to stop Bang Bang and go into My Gold Mask? I mean, they obviously sound different. Was that why you changed the name instead of just continuing with that original name?
It was more like Bang Bang stopped before, you know... they bled together a little bit, I guess, but it's hard for us to even remember at this point exactly what was going on, but... Because I feel like we've been doing My Gold Mask forever now. Mm-hmm. I feel so involved with My Gold Mask that it's hard to remember exactly what I was thinking or what we were thinking. But I think that, from what I can remember, it's just like, it felt sort of like, yes, the sound was different, but it wasn't just that. I mean, at that point, we had played with a lot of... There were other members in Bang Bang. There were a lot of drummers, and there was a lot of other input. And it just didn't feel... The stuff that we were doing in our house and everything just did not feel anything like that. It felt like a completely inappropriate... It would be completely inappropriate to name it that in our minds and everything. And it just didn't... Also, you know, I mean, it's like people are going to have a certain expectation if you've been doing something a certain amount of time where it's like there's a history to a band and then you're going to call a project still that band. And they're going to... You know, it's like you... There was a very specific look and feel to Bang Bang that was a lot different. And so we needed the music. We just wanted it to feel different for us, too. You know, we needed sort of that, like, fresh kind of perspective on it. But originally, it was just us fooling around and having a great time making stuff.
Yeah, doing like home recording projects.
Yeah.
of your acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And like a bathroom vocal acoustics.
Yeah, singing in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then like hearing Greta do different things with her voice is what sort of like inspired me. Because she was just like, you know, I was playing acoustic guitar and she was doing something else I had never really heard her do. And we were at a place where we wanted to grow as artists. And that vehicle, I feel like that vehicle had done what it was going to do as far as that for us, you know. So...
Over the last 6 years of doing My Gold Mask, what have been some of the different hallmarks and ways that you've evolved and changed?
Well, I think like the first full length we put out was kind of more in the like it had like a freak folk kind of feel to it.
A lot of weird stuff in there.
It was kind of
because we were really mashing. We were just really exploring.
Yeah,
you know.
I think we were definitely trying to like find our sound. I mean, I still think that like Jack and I as artists are very, I don't know, unsatisfied. I think once we finish something, we just immediately like have to start like with something else, and so we never get to a point where we're like, yes, this is definitely
right.
Let's just. That's what we're doing.
I would say as far as like hallmarks, as far as like the things that changed immediately were, you know, like Greta was saying, there was like folk influences, jazz influences, but then there was this, which I wouldn't even say is really there so much in the current stuff. So, you know, there was that, and then there was Greta's style of vocal, but there was also this sort of underlying, like sort of dark, pop thing that was underneath a lot of it, which was not intentional. It wasn't intentional in the sense that, hey, let's make this like dark pop thing. It just was naturally coming out of us. Like it was sort of the thing that was seeming to be a pattern with the way the songs were coming out. And then as time went on, we just got more interested in sort of getting into an electronic place, which is where we're kind of at now, and that was a gradual, but that was a really slow progression for us. And in the beginning, it was sort of like, let's use our organic instruments to make it sound like an electronic song or a dance song or something like that. So we would just take things from that kind of music, but apply it to like a real kick drum and a nylon string guitar, you know, and just rim shots and stuff, and just arranging it in a way that maybe like references that, you know, without actually using, we didn't know anything about synths or anything about drum machines or anything. So we were just like using the tools that we had. And that was an interesting place too, because that caused us to grow and learn new things by sort of being like, okay, let's take these rock instruments and maybe not play like a rock band, you know, and see what that does with the sounds and exploring tones and yeah, that's a cool tone. I'm going to sample that. And like, you know, and just like things like that. And but then eventually got into like, okay, let's actually add actual electronics, you know, into this. So we're still, and that's what a lot of what James has helped us with too. And because we're not like technical people where we're like very good at sort of just like, and James has got that sort of
knack about him. We're at the place now where it's like evolved to where we still use acoustic instruments, but then have other electronic elements onto it. So like the drum kit still is comprised of like what I initially was playing, a kick, an acoustic tom, and one cymbal. And then he's added the SPDX, an electronic drum kit. And is like...
Yeah, well, you added that too originally.
I did actually.
But you know what's funny? Well, we should go back and mention actually like how the drums even started in My Gold Mask, because I think that's really interesting too. It's just like, because when we wanted it to be... or at least I think it's really interesting. when it was just the two of us, and it was just acoustic guitar and vocals in the house and all that kind of stuff, when it got to the point where like we were thinking, okay, maybe like we should get something together where we could actually play this out or whatever, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't have a drummer anymore. We weren't really proficient at drum machines or any of that sort of thing. I mean, we contemplated learning that and getting into that, but we're very tactile and hands-on, and I think it was like, sometimes our impatience works against us, but then sometimes it creates things. And in this case, it created something awesome because there were basically drums laying around, you know, in our practice space from probably from ex-Bang Bang drummers. And so Greta pulled them down and just took the kick, and we started literally just like a four on the floor kick. And then that, just incorporating that in, and then adding a little more here and there, and until the point where, you know, it was at first going to be like a placeholder, and we took it to our longtime friend and collaborator, Balthazar Delay, who's a huge part of Michael Mask, actually, behind the scenes. And we kind of asked him, hey, man, what do you think? Like, do you think, like, you could help us sort of, like, figure out how to, like, construct, like, a beat that's like this? And he was like, well, is she playing that? Is Greta playing that and singing at the same time? And like, yeah. He's like, well, man, you know, you should do that, you know. And that was good. That was what we did. So for like a good part of Michael Mask, Greta was the sing. You know, she was the standing singing drummer and did an amazing job at it. But as time went on, you know, we could have stuck with that sort of minimal thing, but we decided not to. I mean, we decided to just add to it and make it bigger and see what we could do with other, you know, people and instruments and stuff like that. But Greta was amazing like that, too, doing that. I mean, you did an amazing job, especially for someone that never played drums before. And I mean, most of the Michael Mask recordings, it's her playing drums on it, except for the new singles that we've put out and Leave Me Midnight, four of the songs James did. And then a lot of the stuff James started with was kind of based off of your playing. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, although he's kind of...
He still even plays drums like I do, standing up.
Yeah, the standing up thing has stayed. Even yeah. So there's an organic thing. Like, it sounds like, oh, we just did everything by accident. But at the same time, it was a conscious challenge to make the things work, you know, and to see what that, you know, would do. I think working with some limitations sometimes makes you create a whole way to... just listened to In Our Babylon and Severed and Wear My Gold Mask.
So what is the place of My Gold Mask in the Chicago music community?
It's a good question. I don't know if there's a unique place for us. It's a tough question to answer.
That one is actually
I definitely, I can say that there's definitely friends and bands that we love playing with and have done a lot of shows with and even hit the road with and all that kind of stuff that we feel bonded with and we feel a connection to. But musically, sometimes maybe we feel like we're not sure where we fit in. And as far as like, you know, genre or anything like that, we don't really think about it, I guess, honestly, in that sense. Because we're the kind of band where like we've played shows with Hood Internet on Psalm 1, and then we've played shows with
Waves and
with Chicago bands. Like we've played shows with California Wives and Love and Radiation and Shut Eye and Glass Lux.
Yeah, there just doesn't seem to be a particular like.
And then rock bands, so it's like a
slot. For us.
Yeah, so somewhere, it's anywhere. So I don't know how to define it really, because our place is with everybody. Our place is with all of you.
Or we like to think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, and it's, we wonder about that, you know, sometimes. It's like we're not, to us it's more about like the connections that we make. I really feel like they're with people, personalities and people that we wind up connecting with, that we feel have a connection that we would just be friends with anyway, or someone that we'd like to hang out with. It's almost sometimes more important than the kind of music it is and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think of it defining as like our place in that, because I don't know. I don't really know. Do you?
Yeah. No. I think you hit it on the head right there.
Yeah. I mean, I can say like we've been around for a long time in the Chicago scene. So we do get a lot of people asking us questions, you know, about just different things, about touring or, you know, maybe someone that's like, hasn't hit the road yet or something like that. And for whatever advice we can give, if it's like a friend or someone that we try to help out in that way. So maybe that's a place where we fit in a way, like sort of like try to, you know, we do sort of like get asked those questions a lot, and that doesn't bother us. I mean sometimes I'm like, you're asking me, hey, maybe you should ask me. You might get better advice asking someone else, but it does, you know that's, I think that just comes around from anyone that's been around for doing something for a while.
Do you feel kind of like veterans when people ask you stuff like that, or
as far as like touring goes, we've spent so much time on the road with the two bands combined.
We have.
I definitely feel like a touring veteran. That's true. Feel very, very comfortable on the road. As a matter of fact, we just got back from tour, and I feel very, anytime we get back from tour, I always feel very stunted all of a sudden, kind of depressed. I feel like the brakes have just like slammed, like, and you have to kind of readjust to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like everyday.
Yeah, when it comes to touring, life. I feel like a veteran. Yeah. Like real, like not tour bus touring, you know.
No, God.
Getting in your, you know, van and driving yourself and sometimes, I mean, there's been times, I mean, I don't know, we played like 400, how many shows did we play in Bang Bang? And then in Michael Mask, it's been a lot too. So if you combine all of that, and a lot of that was us really figuring it out by ourselves. I mean,
we've. Bang Bang, you booked.
I booked a lot. We had booking agents, and sometimes we didn't. You know, sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. And so we really understand what it's like to be out there as like a band that's not on like a big label or any of that kind of stuff, and doing it really, truly DIY. I mean, that's something that we definitely know about and feel and can say that we're like veterans doing, you know. So yeah, sometimes like we do have Chicago bands ask about that, you know, like what about going out of town and stuff like that, because it can be a daunting task if you've never done it, and it's definitely a different way of, it's definitely a different lifestyle once you're on the road, you know. And we haven't even done it as much as, I mean, you know, there's bands out there doing it 3 months at a time. So I'm like, I can't even handle that kind of thing right now. You know, so it's like, we just, you know, I think do it for us to, oh, you could. Yeah. I know Greta's ready to do that at any given moment. But yeah, so I guess sometimes we feel that way.
When most bands in Chicago say that they're going out on a tour, quotes, usually it's 3, maybe 4 dates within a 5-hour driving radius of the city.
Sure.
Whereas with My Gold Mask, it seems like you guys go to like Canada or New York or things like that, where you're going for literally weeks and weeks on end. So it's actual real touring in the traditional sense.
Right.
Is that maybe why that sense of adjustment is so much more difficult?
Maybe. That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Absolutely. I would think so. Yeah, you're right. It's not like we never really
have done
a weekend warrior thing. Like
we do those,
but that's not.
But that's not our main thing.
Either Bing Bing or My Gold Mask thing. We've always like hit the road for extended periods of time. Like last summer, we did like 6 weeks. Like
with California Wives, went out with those guys
from Chicago.
Yeah,
but
awesome friends of ours.
Yeah, I think like when you get that just like constant like. Movement, that constant like passing of time and space, like on a daily basis.
Yeah, time moves in a different way when you're but you're right though. Just the locations, like going farther outside. Now, I mean, you know, we've done a lot of touring, but we haven't done Europe. We haven't really done that much outside of the United States. We know other bands have done a lot less touring than us, but they've done Europe a bunch of times. So I can only imagine that that's even more. Of a, you know...
Disconnect.
Yeah. But even just being on a freeway, an open freeway, and driving on it for hours...
It's so cathartic.
Clears your head
in a
whole different way, you know?
And then you come back, and it's just like... And I love Chicago, and I always get excited, like, arriving in Chicago and, like, seeing the skyline.
Oh,
and I have a very, very, like, fond heart for Chicago. And you get here, and you're like, oh, yay! Like wow, this is weird. It's a really odd feeling, and it takes a little while to like settle into. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think in an odd way we feel really natural when we're traveling on the road, and that's something about Greta and I that's just I think we're the kind of people that if we weren't in a band traveling around, you know, we'd be traveling around for some other reason, you know. So it's kind of like I think you kind of have to almost be that kind of person. You know, in to a degree anyway, to sort of really enjoy that experience.
I'll
Dangerous by My Gold Mask and Loaded Questions by Bang Bang, our old band.
So how does My Gold Mask kind of want to grow and progress from here? In the first segment, I asked how over the last 6 or 7 years you'd grown in that time span. But what do you kind of imagine happening from here to maybe 2020?
Well, it's, you know, who knows? But I can say that, like, at the moment, we've been doing the digital singles. That's what we're sort of, we're still going to kind of work in that format for a little bit. And we worked recently with Sanford Parker, which has been exciting and sort of giving us a different perspective because he produced our last single. I think we're going to do more work with him. So I think we're interested in sort of seeing where that relationship's going to go as well. And then creatively and maybe see who other people we might work with. We enjoy sort of working with different people. Like I said, Baltazar Delay has been there though from the beginning with helping us find our sound. And he'll probably be with us in some capacity in recording, but we're probably going to try different things as well. And then James is just really, he's still really exploring more electronic stuff and getting better and better at it, I feel. And also Greta, I mean, we're looking at, I mean, Greta might be playing keyboards or she's doing who knows what. Mm-hmm. Like we sort of are still, for us, like, we like to pick up a new toy and see what that does for us. And whether that toy is, like, an actual new instrument that we haven't really played with before, or if that's new person to work with that we've never really collaborated with before, and things like that. So I can say definitely we want to, like, keep doing the digital single stuff, but that we're working towards a full-length album. And then, aside from that, man, I don't know. We just keep exploring musically stuff.
I hope there's more road dates. I hope the future actually lends itself to being a little more transient, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think when those opportunities arise, then we'll go with them. And, mm-hmm. and like, we've been just getting into to try new sounds still and not staying still and having it come from an emotional, just really the craft of songwriting is super important to us, and that's something that we
are constantly exercising,
yeah,
and massaging to,
exactly,
like,
and just that our goal is to just grow,
yeah,
in that area. And as far as how it's presented to this, that could also change a little too. You never know with My Gold Mask.
Where can folks go to find all of MGM's material?
Well, you can go to Bandcamp. We have if you just go to mygoldmask.com, then there's everything from that hub. I mean, there's just basically a link to any way you want to ingest us on the internet.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp, whatever it is. It's all linked directly on our mygoldmask.com. And it's just a simple site. There's not much on there except links to any way you want to ingest it, basically, is what it is. So.
All right. Well, thank y'all for being on today.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
And to check out past episodes of Notes and Bolts, you can go to notesandbolts.net. Make sure to check out My Gold Mask the next time they play out. This has been the Notes and Bolts Interview Series.
Just let it go and
disappear.
We're fading in love, this life.